All right, there we go. Hey, everybody.
Hello.
I'm Jacoby.
I'm Heather.
And together we make
a Jether.
Welcome to Jether's Random Stuff. We usually sit around and bullshit for a while before we hit record. We decided to just hit record today.
Yeah, so we'll just continue to bullshit.
Let's bullshit our way through this
yes.
little podcast here.
Well, how's your week been?
My week has been a shit show so far.
I know. We had some fun in there, though. We had our fun Saturday thing.
We did.
We got to go drink and spend time on the lake.
That was river, awesome. I mean. I'm talking just like from Monday.
Oh, well, that's... I'm talking from last Tuesday.
Oh, from last Tuesday. It's been wild and crazy ride.
It's been awesome.
It has.
Yeah.
We did a lot of stuff.
Well, yesterday was super busy and shithole. My yesterday was extremely stressful and roller coastery.
Yes,
you like
it was.
That word?
It was roller coastery.
Yeah,
that's a verb now.
You guys roller like that? Coastery. You add that to your dictionaries, guys.
Yeah, add that Webster's. Add that to your dictionary.
Hell yeah,
roller coastery. Would you like to tell people what happened?
Well, yeah. Everybody knows that I love animals. I like to save animals. I have a few at home.
Mm-hmm.
Or
a few.
Couple fews.
A few is, you know,
yeah.
Subjective term.
Yeah, it's not three, guys. It's way more than that.
Yeah, like a lot.
And I've been, I like to follow certain rescue pages, and there's this one page that I follow that's from Southern California, from Riverside.
Yes.
And it's the people that are, they're not actually affiliated with the shelter, but they're people that volunteer, I believe, and they are trying to market these dogs so they can actually have a chance of getting
home. They want to save the dogs.
It's a very high kill shelter.
Yeah.
So I've been watching it despite my husband begging me not to.
Yep.
And, you know, sharing and, you know, rejoicing in the ones that get rescued and, you know, the tears with the one that get euthanized. But last week I had one that pulled at the heartstrings a little bit more, actually for a couple weeks now. But last week, Friday, she was supposed to be euthanized and I just bawled my eyes out. And then somehow she got spared. And was still alive on Monday, yesterday. So, after many calls, sweat, tears, messages, texts,
pleading, begging,
I found a rescue that would pull her from this place because I couldn't get there in person in time to get her before she was euthanized. And we're talking literally right before she was euthanized, they finally made contact and got her pulled out of there. And this sweet little doggie is on her way to Washington, and yep. I will have her on Friday.
She's all yours.
She's my baby. And we have decided to name her Merlot. So Kobe and I are celebrating with an Ascent Merlot tonight.
That's right. We're going to drink some Merlot.
Well, yes. Cheers to Merlot.
Oh, let's do it. She is on her way up here.
Yes. Well, on
Very
Thursday
exciting.
Night. Yes, we are so happy. By the time you guys hear this podcast, I will have her.
You will have her. Yes. Awesome.
That is the loudest licking I've ever heard in my life. Can you hear him over there?
There's a freaking gnat.
You're swatting gnats, and I'm staring at my dog because its excessive licking is, like, so loud right now.
Licking.
I don't know how Patron's going to do with a new fur baby in the house.
He's going to be jealous, I think, for a while.
Because he's my baby.
Because he is your baby, and he gets most of the attention. But that's other doggy's going to have to get most of the attention for a little while.
Yeah.
You know, just so she'll feel welcome and loved. And
so don't ignore the new dog.
Don't ignore the new dog.
I wasn't planning on it, but I have to still make my baby feel
Don't let your
happy.
Cats beat the shit out of the new dog.
You know... Ironically, I'm hoping that's how it goes because she's a big dog. And my cats have been around big dogs before, but not one that never leaves. And never a pit bull mix.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We're going to see how this goes. But luckily for me, my cats are pretty fucking badass.
They are. They are.
And they really don't take shit from many people or animals. So more than likely, they'll probably kick some ass. Plus, there's enough of them. They're like wolves.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, if they swarm and
they
work together. Oh, they could take anything down.
They could take down a horse.
They probably could take a horse down.
Mm-hmm.
Those 16 little mouths of in claws of fury. Oh wait, that's 16 times like what, two? Because they don't even use the back. They don't use the back ones too much.
No. What's, well, they do sometimes.
Okay, well that's four.
Yeah.
16 times four. That's scary. Sets of claws.
That's scary shit.
Oh wait, minus one per Riesling.
Minus one for the Riesling and the tripod.
Oh, but yes, I'm so excited for that.
Oh.
And we've kind of worked out our next month, and my God, we're slammed.
We are slammed. There's a lot going on the next month. This month, like, and next month.
Both?
Yeah.
We're slammed both. Every weekend.
We are. We have, you know, a wine club party coming up. We have some, I'm going camping. We have a scrapbooking
retreat.
I'm
going to the wine walk.
Heather's going on a wine walk. Megan, our awesome assistant, Ooh. Has a homecoming dance coming
and
up.
And we get to go shopping for a homecoming dress.
Shopping. And we have a haunted amusement park to
go
to.
Oh, yes, yes. We have that going. Like, I don't even think we have enough time for us to try to go do the corn mazes and stuff that's over on the other side.
I don't know that we have time.
I don't think we do.
So we might try to do one when we're camping.
You guys should do that.
So we're going to try to do that.
I was thinking, Thor and I might have tried to do one this weekend, like at that one farm we went to last year.
Yeah, yeah.
But not now.
Nope.
Not since yesterday when I decided to rescue another dog. I'm now even numbers in my dogs.
You are. You are.
And cats. I'm even number in both.
Yeah.
Although I have my friend's daughter might be taking one of my cats.
Really?
Cammy might be taking one of my cats.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yes. That's right.
And I'm hoping that your brother-in-law is taking the other one. Because I got two that are looking for homes.
I don't know if he's ever going to take one.
I think we just stick it in there.
I think just, yeah, leave it.
We just bring the litter box, bring the food and the water, and we just see how long it takes him to realize there's a cat living in his house.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's only going to be when he sits down and all of a sudden a cat jumps up in his lap and is like, hi, love me.
And how can you say no to that?
Yeah, especially, you know, the one I'm going to stick in his house.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We're going to have to do that before Christmas.
We would have to do it, yeah.
So the next time he goes to Seattle,
it could be a Christmas miracle.
Like, we'll put a bow on the cat.
There you go. Christmas miracle cat.
Well, no, we'll put a bow and a tag around his neck that says from Santa.
Oh, there you go. Perfect.
Isn't that amazing?
You can't give back a present.
No, that's mean.
From Santa.
I mean, I almost said something, but I don't think you're allowed to say that. So it's not politically correct. So I'm not going to say it.
Okay. Well, that's fine.
Is that nice of me?
We're trying to be nice here.
I'm filtering.
We're trying to be fucking nice.
I'm fucking filtering.
Filtering hard right now.
I mean, God. Well, I mean, guys, I can't say it's going to happen much longer because I am starting my awesome Merlot bottle.
Yeah. Yeah. So
this shit's good.
It's really, really good.
They're not going to serve us any ascent, I think, at that party. It's all regular shit.
No, it won't be any ascent.
But at the one in March, it's all ascent.
Yes, it is. Oh, all you can drink. Best day of my life.
Oh, they all are the best days ascent. That we can't remember.
That's right. Best days of my life that I don't remember anything because it's all you can drink ascent wine. Favorite day of the year.
What do you mean of the year? This happens multiple times a year.
All you can drink a scent wine only.
Not all you can
once.
Drink a scent wine. No, that does not happen.
That happens once a year.
But all you can drink wine, it happens often for us.
It actually does.
If you think about it, we have a lot of these things coming. So like you hooked me up.
I did.
For this wine walk that you're going camping on during.
Because it was sold out and I happened to run into the executive director for the organization on the wine walk that I didn't know, but she was ended up at my place of business and we got to talking.
Yep. And we got the fucking hookup.
And then we got the hookup for some tickets of the sold out.
We all appreciate it.
But I'm going to be out of town, so Heather got the tickets.
Fuck yeah for me. It's amazing. I'm so happy about that. And then if you think about it, so October, we have the wine club party.
Yes.
November, we have the Wenatchee Wine Walk.
That's the best one.
That's my favorite one I look forward to.
I can't wait.
December, I don't think we got some wine action going.
We do not.
But we'll create one.
We just make our up on wine action. Yeah.
January, I think we're going to try the Schlamm Winterfest again. But they actually have a wine, not the tent. We can do the tent, but they actually have one where you get to walk around the stores. Like,
I'd rather do that.
Me too. I want to do both.
We could do both.
I think you can buy, I think it's, you can do both.
Oh, I'm sure you can.
Yeah, we'll just do both.
I'm sure you can.
So we'll do that one in January.
That'll be fun.
I don't think there's anything for February.
No, I think Chelan has one in February called Wine and Chocolate.
They do have one that's called Wine and Chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do that for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Okay. And then in March, this is the one I really want us to do.
What is it?
Taste Seattle. It's the biggest food and wine festival in the state. Oh. Almost one of the biggest in the nation. Over 250 wineries. It is a 3-day event. We would probably mainly do the main event one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's expensive, but there's over 60 restaurants there too. Mm, mm. So, and then we could do, they have
so
like.
So when you buy your ticket, you get to taste and drink for free.
Every single
ticket.
One of these places. It's just like the Wenatchee Food and Wine Festival, except it's on
shit.
A way, it's at Safeco Field.
Oh.
That's how big this thing is.
Booyah.
So we
that
have to
will,
do that. It's
that
towards,
will seal the deal for my husband is that it's at Safeco Field.
It's around, I think it's March 20th or something like that.
Okay.
It's on a Saturday.
Okay.
It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday thing. The things I would want to do is the main event on Saturday.
Okay. All right.
And then I kind of wanted to do the brunch on Sunday.
Okay. All right.
And then yeah. they have seminars. I don't really need to be educated on wine.
No.
I just want to drink it.
I just want to drink it and I want to eat.
Yeah. I don't want to learn too much about it because... Sometimes when you learn too much.
Well, you know, when I'm drinking the wine and you're trying to teach me about the wine, I'm not going to remember all of that fancy shit.
I'm pretty sure the seminar is a sober event.
Oh, God. Why would you go to it then?
That's why we're not.
That's just not right.
And they have a few other things, too. They had like some farm thingy. I wasn't that interested in that either. I really think it's just those two things I want to do because the one thing's the big event, obviously, that's expensive.
What are we talking?
Well, I want you to go, so I don't know how much I'm going to tell you right now. But okay, off the top of my head, I think the VIP, which I don't think we would do for this, we might. It's like $200.
Oh, wow.
For a ticket.
For one ticket.
Yes. The other ones are around, like, I think it's like starting around 120, 130 for the other one.
Well, this is Seattle.
This is Seattle. And there's, we only have like, 20 wineries at our food and wine festival.
Yeah.
This is 250 plus.
Okay. There's no way we can drink it, all that wine.
No. We're going to try our asses off.
We have to pick and choose.
We're going to try really hard to drink as many as we can.
I know. But we're going to have to, our tastes are going to be like a sip.
I know.
And then we have to move on.
And I can't do that whole taste and spit thing. That seems like a whole big fucking waste.
That is wrong. I'm sorry. That just seems wrong to me.
Who the hell? I mean, you guys, if you're out there and you do that, send us an email. Explain why you do this.
I can't spit the wine out.
I mean, I'm sorry, but the feeling the wine gives you is half the reason I drink it.
Yeah. I don't like to spit my wine out.
No. I mean, no. We don't do that. I don't know if there's anything in April we would do.
We could always go to the Tulip Festival.
There's wine there. And just drink wine while we're there?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Well, I'm saying wine events.
We could
right
do that.
Now. Okay.
Yeah.
Tulip Festival. I've only tried to go there once and it was a horrible experience.
I've been there twice, actually.
So you made it to the Tulips.
Oh, yeah.
I lived in Marysville.
Yeah, I don't understand how you could not have gone.
Because I always picked the wrong fucking day, and the traffic was built up all the way on the I-5, like three exits away in the right-hand lane, everyone off to the shoulder. And it took me the first time I had to drive by this whole thing, I was like, oh my God, that was a line for the exit. I had to take the other exit, go around to get into the line. 2 hours later, I said, oh yeah, I'm not even to the exit yet. Fuck this.
Ah, gotcha. I gotcha. I see where you're coming from.
And then the following year, I tried it again. I made it to the exit, but I never made it to the field because it was that busy still. Ugh.
Well, we went. My mom wanted to go do that. They have a Tulip 5K walk.
She wanted to do that 5K.
So me and my mom and dad went. And the first year I went, I was pregnant with my son. So we did the 5K.
You did the 5K running with a baby?
No, I didn't run. We walked the 5K.
Oh,
okay. And then the next year we went again. This time I had my son who was 9 months old or
not
something
very
like
old
that,
at that point.
In his stroller, and we walked the 5K again just because my mom really wanted to do it. So I've
I'm
been
so
a couple
thankful
times
you did
but
that.
It's been a while since I've been to the Tulip Festival.
Well, let's go next April.
We should go. Jeff wants to go really bad.
Then we'll all go.
I'll go to the Tulip Festival.
We'll all go to the Tulip Festival. And you know what? We will make it a wine weekend.
Okay.
We'll go to Woodinville.
Yes.
Do you see her, how excited that just made her? We'll make it a weekend thing.
I want to go to Woodinville.
We'll make you take a Friday off. Maybe
because
Jeff, too.
There's a lot of wine in Woodinville. I know this, but I haven't been there.
And I think I'm adding another wine club, Goose Ridge, that is over there. And that means I'll have two there. And then who knows what will happen while we're wine tasting there.
Who knows?
Maybe just add some more. It's my collection.
It's my wine club.
I collect
collection.
Animals and goofy
and wine
stuff
club memberships.
And wine club memberships and shot glasses. Mm-hmm. Everyone has to have their collections. Mm-hmm. I just have four different ones.
That's fine.
And they're all phenomenal.
It's good to have a collection.
You have to have them. It gives you purpose in life, in my opinion.
It gives you a purpose.
Well, it gives me purpose.
All right. I've got a story for you.
I can't wait to hear this story, guys.
Okay. This is quite the wild ride.
Like so literally a wild ride or like the story's
up,
a wild ride?
The story's a wild ride. So
wait. I'm
going to
buckle
up.
Cha-chink.
What?
That was my seatbelt.
Oh.
Did you like that?
Yeah, that's really good.
Or
that
I can
was
say
good.
Click.
Click it or tick it.
I like cha-chink. Because sometimes I'm not always getting my seatbelt in right away. I mean, like a stumbler with it.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Because
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
watch it. So I think it's more
cha-chink. Tick, 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 tick. Okay, got it.
Got it. That's me.
Click. The light goes off. We're good.
Yep.
This is the story about Gypsy Rose Blanchard. Have you heard of her?
No.
Okay.
Wait. What's her name? Gypsy Rose Blanker? Like Blanche? Like Blanche?
Blanchard.
Blanchard like Blanche from Golden Girls.
Yes. Blanchard.
Okay. Blanchard.
Gypsy Rose.
We got a Gypsy Blancher.
We're going to call her Gypsy.
Okay. What's going on with
she
Gypsy?
She was born in, I believe it was 2001.
She's
like
young.
That. So she's young. When she was born,
baby.
Her mom was 23 and her dad was 17.
Her mom's a cougar.
And
at 23, that's hard to say.
I believe when her mom was pregnant, the dad took off. So he wasn't really in the picture.
What? He wasn't mature at 17?
I know. Can you
to
believe that?
Stay and be a good dad at 17? What the hell is wrong with him?
Can you believe that?
No. I'm shocked.
So her mom's name was Dee Dee. So remember that. Okay.
I got this shit. Dee Dee
is
and
the
Gypsy.
And Gypsy.
Who
Rose.
Is Blancher. And we got the 17-year-old runaway.
Dad's out. The dad's out of the picture.
Yeah, he's the runaway dad.
Okay.
Got it.
So when Gypsy Rose was an infant, the mom, Dee Dee, brought her to the hospital convinced that she was suffering from sleep apnea.
Because she wouldn't sleep.
Yeah. Despite no sign of the disease, Dee Dee remained convinced and eventually determining herself that Gypsy Rose had an unspecified chromosomal disorder.
Oh.
Yes. From then on, she watched their daughter like a hawk, fearing disaster would strike at any moment. So,
like, what kind of disaster? You think she was, like,
I don't know,
possessed or something?
She's convinced that there's something wrong with her daughter. Convinced.
Just because she doesn't sleep?
Because, yeah, she thinks she has sleep apnea and that she has some kind of a chromosome disorder.
Okay.
When Gypsy was 8 years old, she fell off her grandfather's motorcycle. So Dee Dee, the mom, immediately took her to the hospital where she was treated for a minor abrasion to the knee. But Dee Dee, the mom, was unconvinced that that's the only thing that was wrong with her.
But the hospital said that was all that was wrong with her.
The accident, she said, had obviously resulted in something much worse, and Gypsy would need several surgeries if she ever hoped to walk again.
So something's wrong with this mom.
So, yes. And until then, she decided, until she could have these surgeries, that Gypsy must remain in a wheelchair so not to aggravate her knee any further.
I have so many opinions about this mom right now. Oh, okay.
So she was living with her parents at
so
the
Dee Dee
time.
Was.
Dee Dee and Gypsy were living with Dee Dee's parents.
Okay.
Her parents started to question that there was anything wrong with Gypsy. So Dee Dee took her and just moved out.
Oh.
Moved away from them. And into a rundown apartment. And she lived on disability checks that she collected because of Gypsy's illness.
Okay, Dee Dee's so not running a lot of points with me right now.
At this point, she's collecting disability for her daughter's illnesses.
Okay.
And living in some rundown apartment with this child that's in a wheelchair.
And she's like 8 years old at this point.
Yeah. So then the mom took her daughter to a hospital in New Orleans and claimed that she had this chromosome disorder.
Again, with the chromosome problem.
And muscular dystrophy. So,
I mean, oh my God.
Yeah. So now the child is apparently suffering from hearing and vision problems also.
Oh. And
okay.
Are there any proof to back any of this?
And then the mom also said that the child, Gypsy, has begun to have seizures. Okay.
Okay.
So they did a bunch of tests on her, and they showed no signs of any ailments that the mom, Dee Dee, claimed that she had. But nonetheless, the doctors prescribed anti-seizure medicine and generic pain medicine.
I don't understand why you would do that. Why do you prescribe stuff if the person doesn't have anything wrong with them?
That's a really good question. Because they couldn't find anything wrong, but yet they still gave her medicine.
And then when are we looking at the mommy here?
That's just not happening yet.
Oh, okay. I like the word yet because, fuck.
In 2005, Hurricane Katrina happened because they were in New Orleans. Mm-hmm. So it forced them to move north to Missouri.
Okay.
So they moved up there.
No hurricane action there.
So there they became kind of a pair of celebrities in the community.
How?
They acted as champions for the rights of the disabled and the sick because Gypsy apparently has, you know, all these disabilities and things.
Now, anywhere in this article, does it actually give Gypsy's opinion?
Eventually.
Okay. That's good.
We'll get there. We'll get there. So much so because, you know, everyone was convinced that Gypsy had all of these, you know, medical problems. Habitat for Humanity built them a house with wheelchair access for her wheelchair.
Oh, she's still in the wheelchair?
She's still in the wheelchair, yeah. And so they built a wheelchair ramp, and they had a hot tub.
And oh, yeah, you need that.
And the Make-A-Wish Foundation sent them on multiple trips to Disney World.
Multiple?
Yep. And they got backstage passes to a Miranda Lambert concert.
Kobe, you know, there's times I do need a wheelchair.
You did the last time we went to Disneyland.
Yeah. And I didn't have any Make-A-Wish things happening. No. Make-A-Wish, do you hear me? I suffer daily.
And like, if you could, they had pictures of this girl too, like in her wheelchair, and her head is shaved, and she's really skinny and just very sickly looking.
When do I get to say my opinion on this? I've been biting my tongue hard.
Just hold up.
And it's only like one word with a question mark behind it.
Yeah, I know.
Is that what I'm going to say?
Just hold up.
Oh, my God.
They received a lot of press attention from all of this stuff and the various foundations, you know, that were trying to help them. And a lot of doctors, they caught the attention of a lot of doctors nationwide for her condition and things like that. So a lot of these specialist doctors, like, were reaching out to her. Like, can we help you? Let us help you with your daughter, right?
Well, wouldn't Dee Dee just want that?
They wanted to see if there was anything they could do to help.
Yeah.
Which is, you know.
That's really kind.
It's kind.
It's nice.
And they're, you know, the generosity, just the goodness of their hearts. They want to help.
They're good people.
One of these doctors was a pediatric neurologist from Springfield named Bernardo Falasterstein.
That's quite the name.
And he offered to see her at his clinic.
Sounds like a champion of a doctor right there.
So they went.
Right up his alley.
Yeah.
Oh, they went.
They went.
Okay, okay.
So he discovered something startling. Not only did Gypsy not have muscular dystrophy, she didn't have anything else that Dee Dee claimed that she had.
Shocker.
So basically, the doctors run all these tests on her, and they can find nothing wrong with her. Nothing. He told the mom, Dee Dee, "I don't see any reason why she doesn't walk." So So Dee Dee brushed him off and began to make calls to other doctors in New Orleans. He did. He was calling her old doctors to find out what was going on. But Dee Dee said the hurricane had washed away all of her medical records, which, you know, computers, hello, like backup cloud. Maybe they didn't have that then. I don't know.
The hurricane probably didn't wash away even the paper records. Unlikely. It didn't.
It didn't. So the doctor, Flaverstein.
I mean, he has a cool ass name, but yeah, it's hard to say.
He was able to find some doctors that had the records still. And after talking to them, confirming once again that Gypsy Rose, for all intents and purposes, was a healthy child. And he began to suspect the real illness may lie with Dee Dee.
Can I say it?
Go ahead.
Is it Munchausen? Munchausen by proxy, I would assume that would be what it is.
Yes.
Because Munchausen, if you don't know, is when you are sick in your fucking head. Sorry if you have it. You just need to get help for yourself.
I get help for yourself. I have a
personal connection to this, not with the Munchausen personally. Munchausen by proxy, personally. But Munchausen is when you are so starved for attention that you will hurt yourself to get medical attention. Munchausen by proxy is when you will hurt loved ones, usually it's a child of yours, to get that attention from the doctors.
Yes. So Flaverstein began to suspect this, and unbeknownst to him, Gypsy was suspecting the same thing.
How long ago was this again?
Let's see, 2005 was Hurricane Katrina when they moved.
Okay, so this is relatively new.
So it's not that old.
Because the first experience I have with Munchausen is literally from like 1982.
Yeah, we're in the 2000s now.
So this is major. So people know about Munchausen. They know about Munchausen by proxy.
They do.
And this is a pretty big offense if they're able to prove it. Because it wasn't in the 80s.
So in 2010... Dee Dee was telling everyone that Gypsy was 14 years old, when in fact she was 19 years old. She looked 14 because the girl had her head shaved in a wheelchair and she was getting starved because her mom didn't feed her because she wanted her to look sickly.
She's tiny.
Yeah. And Gypsy, though, knew that she wasn't sick. She knew that there was nothing wrong with her. Okay.
Good for her.
She'd known for a while, and she started attempting to escape from her mother.
Oh, my God, that poor girl.
I know. She's 19 at this point. And so, legally, she could have just left.
Yeah.
But, you know, the whole psychological thing.
There's a lot that goes into that.
It's a lot. It's a lot. One night, she showed up at her neighbor's door, standing on her own 2 feet, and not in the wheelchair, begging for a ride to the hospital. Dee Dee quickly intervened, explained the whole thing away, because that's what she did over the course of the year, saying she was, you know,
like crazy.
She's on medication and she doesn't know what she's saying and blah, 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 blah. So Gypsy began to stray and become more independent.
Good.
And just she wanted people to know that she wasn't some small innocent child suffering from an illness, you know. And but every time she would try to talk to somebody, Dee Dee would intervene and just say that Gypsy's mind was diseased and she just didn't know what she was talking about. So she'd tell people that Gypsy was mentally challenged, which wasn't true.
Yeah.
And that she had taken so many drugs for all of her conditions that had rendered her impossible to know what she was even talking about. And because Dee Dee was so just charismatic, I think, about it.
So she was really good at explaining
this. People just thought she just seemed to really care about her daughter. And so people just thought there's no way.
She was believable.
She was believable. People believed it. So after the incident where she went to the neighbor trying to get away.
Yeah.
Gypsy began to use the internet.
Good for Gypsy.
Yeah. So after Dee Dee went to bed, she would go online and she started to meet men in online chat rooms. I mean, she's 19.
Yeah.
You know, that's her only outside contact. So.
I mean, did this
not
girl
the
even
greatest
get to go
place
to
meet people?
She probably even
but
get to go to school.
I don't
she?
Think so. No, I don't think so.
So she's 19 with no education. Mm-hmm. Crazy ass mom that's making her fucking sick.
Yeah.
Or making everyone else think she's sick.
Yeah.
At least she's not actually doing stuff to her other than shaving her head and making her stay in a wheelchair and starving her.
Right.
So she's actually not physically doing anything else other than that, which is horrible shit.
Right. So
I can't believe, and this just happened not too long ago.
Her mother, though, you know, found out she was going online. She would chain her to the bed.
She chained her?
Chained her to the bed so she couldn't get away. And threatened to smash her fingers on a hammer when she found out she was using the internet. But Gypsy continued to do it, talking to all these men, hoping that one of them might be able to help her. It's very sad. So finally, in 2012, just not that long ago, she met a guy named Nicholas. I don't know how you say this last name. Godajohn.
Kind of like that has the word God in it.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like he's going to be the helper.
Well, just wait now.
Oh, God. Damn it all. I was just wanting something good to happen in this story.
So he's 23 from Wisconsin.
And she's like, what, 20 now?
Yeah.
Okay.
He had a criminal record for indecent exposure.
Oh, God.
And a history of mental illness.
Oh, my God. He should just replace poor little Gypsy.
Yeah. Those did not dissuade her, though. A few months after meeting, he came to visit her.
Oh.
And while Dee Dee was on a rare solo outing, because she didn't leave Gypsy alone very often, he came over and the two of them, you know.
They did, huh?
Got busy. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
wow.
So
go Gypsy.
It was after that they began to plan how they would kill Gypsy's mother.
Oh, shit. This just took a gnarly turn here.
Yeah.
I mean, killing's a bit. I mean, why not just run away? Mm-hmm. Just take. She has to fucking
sleep. She's
20.
She doesn't have to stay there.
Well, her mom is. They could overpower her, tie her up
just
to a
leave.
Wheelchair.
You don't have to stay. Just leave.
Yeah. What is she going to do?
So Gypsy she'd been waiting for someone to kind of save her. That's what she wanted.
But
so this guy kind of swooped in.
She didn't really need saving. She just needed to leave.
So this was the plan.
Okay.
Once Dee Dee had gone to bed, Gypsy would get up and let him in and he would kill her. The boyfriend would kill her.
The boyfriend was going to kill
her.
I don't think they understand that by doing this plan, it ruins their chances of a happy life together.
But then, so one night in, June of 2015.
Not too long ago.
They did. While Dee Dee was sleeping, Nicholas came in and bludgeoned her to death in her bed.
What does bludgeon mean?
Hit her in the head with some kind of object.
He literally killed Dee Dee.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
okay.
He
plot thickens here. Wow.
Plot thickens. So, and then after she was dead, they fled and went to a bus station.
A bus station. Okay. Smart move here, I guess.
So.
Okay.
Of course, they didn't get too far. They got caught, obviously.
Obviously.
Right? Obviously. But then after she was caught and everybody was like sad, everybody liked Dee Dee. She was like a very likable person.
Yeah.
And everybody.
She was a good actress.
But then everyone found out what she'd been doing to Gypsy and that everything was a hoax. Everything was made up and she was doing it to get the attention. And then they could not believe that she had treated her child like that for so many years. So
20 years.
Yeah. So psychiatrists basically said that she was a victim of child abuse.
Which is true. So she probably gets off.
And citing Munchausen's by proxy as the root of Dee Dee's behavior.
Damn Munchausen by proxy.
As we all know.
What happened to the boyfriend?
But, they still committed murder, right? So, yeah, your mom basically it was massive child abuse for your entire life, but you still plotted to murder her, right? And she's dead, so she can't even pay for what she did because, go to prison or anything because she's dead.
Can I say the first thing coming to my brain is she can't ever do it again, though, now.
That's true.
Like, with her being alive.
If she was alive, she would just manipulate her daughter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And once she got out of prison, because I can't see you going to prison for life for Munchausen by proxy. I just don't see it.
Yeah.
I mean, in the 80s, you got counseling. You didn't even go to jail.
No.
No.
Nobody knew what to do with it.
No. You just had to go to counseling because it was a mental illness.
Right.
Yeah. So, and nowadays, though, I mean, in this case, I feel pretty strongly on this situation for reasons most of you aren't going to understand. But I do know quite a bit about this. And I don't know. If I would have had to put up with that for 20 years, I can't tell you I wouldn't have done the same thing.
Right. Right. So Gypsy confessed that she had hired Nicholas to kill her mother. It was huge news at the time. I don't remember hearing about
it,
but apparently it was huge. So Gypsy herself was sentenced to 10 years. She was 24 at this time. She was sentenced to 10 years in prison for second degree murder. And the boyfriend, Nicholas, was sentenced to life in prison because he's the one that actually did it.
But he was hired.
He still killed somebody. You can't just kill somebody. Yeah, you can't. I'm sorry.
I get it. But I don't, because it's like someone's hurting somebody that you love.
Right. But you can't just kill somebody.
Well, it's easy to.
It's easy to,
but you have to pay the consequences.
Morally,
a lot.
And just, you know,
it is
how
wrong.
Do you live with that for the rest of your life? Just, you know, going and killing somebody.
I know I personally couldn't take a life.
Right. No, I mean, I know. So Gypsy kind of has researched her mom's condition a little bit and has come to terms with kind of who her mom was and that it was like a mental
and she
illness.
Just never got help.
And it's, yeah, she never got any help for it. She's sorry about the murder, but she still says she's better off without her. And this is a quote that she said in an interview in 2018.
Okay.
And I quote, "I feel like I'm freer in prison than living with my mom. Because now I'm allowed to just live like a normal woman." So
wow.
She would rather be in prison for her mom's murder than live with her mom.
I get it.
But I mean, can you imagine living like that for your entire life?
No.
Being
not for,
told that
no.
You're sick and mentally challenged and mm-hmm. that you're addled with disease and medications are, you know, being forced to take medication that when there's nothing wrong with you. That's crazy, right?
It's insane.
It's
and
insane.
I couldn't imagine living that with my whole life.
I know.
At all.
So the reason I saw this, and I've heard this story before, but there's a movie on Netflix called The Act,
mm-hmm.
and which is based off this story. It's supposed to be, you know, pretty accurate to this. I was going to watch it before I talked about it, but I forgot and I didn't do it. But I'm going to watch it.
Okay.
Just to see, you know, if how, you know,
how accurate it
just
is,
just how accurate it is, and you know, just to see. So it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy.
You know, the worst thing about this is that there are so many children in this world that live with this.
They do,
and they don't ever able to get a voice. They're never able to tell their story. And I don't know the percentage, but a lot of kids actually die from Munchausen by proxy.
Well, and, oh, Patron's growling.
What?
Why is he growling?
What is out there?
You can't even see anything, dude. I don't know what he's doing.
He knows he's getting a new sister and he's not happy.
He's not. He's like, he's getting jealous already. But
he's going to be just fine.
Anywho, I don't know what's worse, just having regular child abuse or child abuse that pretends like it's not child abuse. Do you know what I mean?
I do. In a sense, depending on what the Munchausen by proxy is, like in Gypsy's case, I don't I wasn't hearing a lot of what she was actually physically doing to her. It seemed like a lot of make-believe other than shaving her head and starving her, which is not good.
Yeah.
But it doesn't sound like she was actually physically making her sick, like causing her a disease, because the doctors couldn't find anything.
Right.
There has been some cases that I know pretty close to me that they were actually sick.
Right.
And they actually had repercussions happen.
So
from
I guess
what
there's
happened.
Kind of maybe different levels, like
there
actually
is.
Doing something to your child to make them sick,
to get that attention, so it's
or
real.
Just pretending that they're sick, insisting that they are, until I don't know, badgering these doctors into like giving you medication
basically,
or whatever.
So I don't know. I as for the child abuse thing, I think. If you're just making it up, I don't think it's as bad as actually being a child abuser. But I don't see the big difference if you're actually making your kid sick. If you're actually abusing them and you're hurting them and you're making them sick, I don't see the difference between that and you beating your kid.
Well, and this poor girl, the only way out she saw was to kill her mother. Like, she saw no other way out. She actually ran to try to get help from people.
And it didn't work.
And it didn't work.
What I was hearing from that story, which I'm sure most of you are going to totally disagree with me, she didn't think she had any other option at that point.
She didn't.
She already exhausted her other options. She tried to find help. She was using the internet. That didn't work. She tried everything she
could. She went to a neighbor to get help. It didn't
work. And they
work.
Didn't help her. Nobody helped her because her mom was so convincing of what was going on and that no one believed her. They
and
just
it's hard
she
too
was
because the mom, like everybody loved her. They mm-hmm. thought she was so sweet and all this kind
of
stuff.
Is that crazy how a lot of the Munchausen parents are the really sweet,
they're
loved
so
ones.
Sweet and everybody thinks they're so nice because they're actors.
They are. And a lot of time in this situation I'm seeing, the kid is not believed because they're not preserved or perceived like the mom.
Right.
Not as loved to them. Of course they're not going to be because they've been abused.
Yeah, they
they have
know
some
what to
fucking
do.
Baggage.
That's
already.
The only life you've ever known. Like, you don't know any different. You don't know what's normal because this is all you've ever had. Can you imagine having to sit in a fucking wheelchair when there's nothing wrong with you?
I wouldn't have.
Well, you don't know, though.
No, not if I was beat down to that point my whole life. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Anywho, watch The Act on Netflix.
Okay.
And let us know what you think.
Yes, that would be fantastic.
Oh, yeah. So, okay. So we are, that was my story for today.
We're going to be doing an awesome story every week that we're going to be focusing on our podcast.
Yeah. So we're going to try to stick with, this was kind of an older story, but
yes.
It came back up because of the Netflix movie. We're going to look into some current events, you know,
we're
happening.
We're going to do some funny ones and some serious ones like today because it's educational and it's great for people to know.
Yeah. So we're just going to kind of look up some stuff going on in the world, try to keep it neutral.
Yes. Don't worry, guys. We'll still get you your fucked up news.
Fucked up news is what everybody
always
wants.
I mean, honestly, today,
so
that was pretty fucked up news.
That was fucked up.
I mean, yeah. They don't get any more fucked up than Munchausen.
No. That's about as fucked up as you can get.
Well, we can't wait to tell you guys about our amazing rest of our week. We will post some pictures of amazing Merlot.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
And hopefully you have the camping trip. And I'll try to get one of the wine walk this weekend.
You totally should.
Should I wear the I'll drink to that shirt or should I wear something totally different because you're not with me?
Oh.
I don't think I can wear a shirt that we both have.
Oh, gosh. Don't you? Well, I don't know. What can you wear?
We'll have just a regular shirt that doesn't have wine or
just
anything.
Just like a regular shirt that doesn't talk about wine? I don't get it.
I know.
I got it.
I know. Well, this is the first time I've gone on a wine thing without you.
I know.
So I don't know how comfortable I feel with wearing something. Oh. Anyway, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I hope you guys have a great week. We love you.
Yeah. If you have any story ideas of current news, you know, shoot them to us.
Oh, hell yeah. Send us a link.
We'd love to talk about anything you guys suggest.
Perfect.
And give you our honest freaking opinion about it. No holds barred.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Love you guys. Give us 5 stars on
iTunes. Have a good week.
Bye.